Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. Deb brought you in for a variety of reasons. You got the big community impact and award breakfast, but you also, before we get started, and I know it was right before I went on vacation, you folks sent out a press release about the Affinity Group Women United and their big awards ceremony. That's a huge evening for you folks. Maybe, again, explain to folks, if they hear Women United, they're thinking, okay, what are we talking about? What's this all about? Because right. It's wonderful, and you acknowledge a few folks at that as well.
Yeah, so we have a Women's United Affinity Group, and this is an opportunity for women to come together, and their focus is on women and children, supporting those issues that really empower women and children, providing grant dollars for programs that help specifically women and children in our community, and it's just a wonderful way to come together. Women, they get together quarterly. They do a fun dinner, some sort of a service project. They always have guest speakers. They learn about a topic, raise a little dollars. And so they're having a great time together, all for a good cause to help the women and children in Licking County.
And they give out, I don't want to, they're grants, correct? I mean, they divvy up the money and they hand them out. And, you know, sometimes you, me, Joel, we can be out in the community and not see what those needs are. Yeah. But when you got, so to speak, boots on the ground, women out there every day working, taking care at home or whatever they do, they can see where these needs need to be filled, correct?
Absolutely. Our last event, just a couple of weeks ago for the Women's United event, our keynote speaker was Yvonne Williams from Fostering Further. And so great organization. You know, Dave, there are so many kids in our community who need the support of the community for a variety of reasons. And so the need for foster families, the need for supportive programs that support these foster kids and these foster families is so needed. In fact, I just got in the mail something this week. The levy's coming up again to support Children's Services. So I'm going to put a plug in there, support Children's Services. We have more need than ever, kids who are struggling just with the basic needs, with food, health, families, you know, all of that. So Women's United, that's their mission, again, focusing on women and children in our community and those programs. They've got a great event coming up, too, in May. It's going to be a spin on the Kentucky Derby Jubilee. So we're inviting women to come out, and men, if you want to join your spouse or your date. They're going to be wearing their big hats, their fascinators, and it'll be 2 minutes of watching, you know, the Kentucky Derby, a little fundraiser, fun, and those dollars will go right back out to the community helping other women and children.
I'll go if I can see Joel in a hat and holding a mint julep.
Yeah.
Now, then I don't
have a big floppy hat, though. I got a lot of golf hats. I got.
Well, let's be honest. Is there a hat big enough for you?
Well, that's true. Got a big noggin, you got to have a big hat. It's all about proportion.
And also that night, you honored two young ladies. You had the Women of Achievement and the Junior Woman of Achievement. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our Woman of Achievement was Lori Kraft from Licking Memorial Health Systems. And, you know, Lori just does so much for our community. And she has been honored by so many people in our community for all the hard work that she does, things that, you know, many of us wouldn't even know. And so it was a great way to honor what she does, you know. And so many of our leaders, they go, you know, just quietly about their business, doing so many things that have a great impact. And she's one of those leaders in our community. In fact, I think there was an article in the paper about it this morning. And then we had a Junior Achievement Award winner, a young lady from Southwest Licking Schools. And we had a lot of nominations. But this young lady, a senior in high school, just so impressive. She started a not-for-profit to help other kids who have parents who are incarcerated and purchasing Christmas gifts. And she got up, she told her story, and you just want to support young women who are doing those things. And so we just had a fantastic evening.
It seems to me, Deb, that young people today, like teens, 20s, there is something about that generation that they want to give back. They care about their community. They're very they're very minded toward people around them. Is there any accounting for that? I mean, is it just the work of organizations like yours, do you think, that fosters that kind of feeling? Is it educationally? Is it just they just see a need and they feel like it's time to go?
I don't know. I think, you know, it's too soon to tell, although I have three Gen Z kids, and watching them, watching their peers, I think there is something about this generation that they feel a sense of responsibility to do something. I think they're looking around, they're looking at some of the issues that are challenging our communities, and they're thinking, as they watch their parents or their grandparents' generations, and saying, I don't want to do things that way, for better or for worse. And they're going to do things in their own way, just like every generation does. But I really, and maybe I just sound biased because I have three kids in that generation, but I think there's some wonderful young Gen Z folks that are out there in our community. And it's going to be awesome to sit back and watch what they're going to do in the next couple of decades.
And how important is that? I mean, you talk about Madeline Light, the young lady who won the Junior Women of Achievement Award. I mean, you have to have folks who are going to come up. I mean, Joel Riley, Dave Doney, Deb Dingus are not going to be around forever. You have to have that next generation. And to Joel's point, that's why this is so important, to get young kids involved as quickly as you can. I know we did with our boys. Now, does that mean they do everything we ask them to do? Oh, heck no. They're young men. They do what they want to do. But they still understand that importance. You do need to have that next generation, do you not?
Absolutely. You know, as a mom and our family, we raised our kids to give back to the community. And I think all of us need to do our part to encourage, to mentor kids, you know, right from the get-go. As soon as they can walk, as soon as they can do something, get them out there doing something to give back to the community, because we are going to need a young generation to step up and lead the not-for-profits, to go into health and human service-oriented fields. There's a lot of emphasis on STEM, and I'm thankful for all of the opportunities. But I was just talking with somebody the other day saying, we need folks also who want to be doctors and nurses and clinicians and therapists and teachers and, you know, all of those skills as well. So while we're developing all of the wonderful technology that our world's going to use, we also need people who are good people as well. And I think that's, you know, up to us to, you know, bring along our kids. You've got a grandchild right now. So as soon as they're able, get them out there, give them back to the community.
Don't take my grandchild away from me, Deb. I'm a little protective. I want her with me all the time. But, you know, you talk about, you know, doing that, and you touched about STEM, and I'm with you 100%. You got to learn that. But boy, we need social workers, Deb. I mean, I've talked to folks in Ohio, you know, Job and Family Services, Licking County Job and Family. We need these folks because, as you mentioned, the need is so great in this community. We need more people who are willing to get down and dirty, maybe not get paid a lot, but in the end, you're impacting lives.
Well, you know, as I say all the time, you know, what is our life for if not to live for the service of others?
It doesn't get any more than that.
What else? What are we living for?
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I mean, it's just, you hear the stories about, you know, you want to help. Well, why isn't more being done? There's just not enough boots on the ground.
Right.
There's really not enough people out there to help families that are struggling, and they need that. Coming up, you've got the big impact and awards ceremony. I think it's Wednesday, April 9th. I'm going to look at Ashley over there. She's your guru over there. See, I'm like, Ashley, what?
Thumbs
there
up, thumbs up. All right.
That's why you see where I put her. I said, Ashley, you sit right next to Deb so you can feed me information. But Wednesday, April 9th, that's is a great morning. Talk a little bit about that.
That's our annual impact and award breakfast. This is the opportunity that we get together once a year. This is year 92 for United Way here in Licking County. And we acknowledge all of the hard work, our companies, our individual donors, our corporate donors, you know, all of those dollars raised then go back out into the community. But we also give some awards away each year. We give the Ken Johnston Volunteer of the Award away to an exceptional person who has been nominated by a not-for-profit who volunteers their time, you know, all of our not-for-profits. They couldn't do what they do without the help of volunteers. So we'll honor a really special person who volunteers in our community. We've also got a Hope Award. Hope Award is a memory of David Gallant, and this goes to an individual who is inspiring the hope in others, and they themselves have utilized United Way funded programs. Mm-hmm. So those are two really special awards. And then we give awards to companies and businesses who helped raise dollars, but also contributed back to the community in a special way. We also recognize and elect new board members usually at this meeting every year, and have an opportunity to introduce all of our funded partners to everybody who's there, along as, you know, having some breakfast, some mm-hmm. bacon. It's about the bacon.
Look at Riley. He's yeah. like, wait a minute. Can we do the show remotely that morning?
Everything's better with bacon.
Yeah.
Now, if folks want to purchase tickets, how can they just go online?
UnitedWayLC.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how much are tickets?
$30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And can corporate buy tables, or are you guys
we
pretty
do
much filled?
We do have tables available as well, but hurry, because this year our seating is limited. Mm-hmm. We were at Denison for the last few years, but last year we had to have it the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. That was a little late for us. Mm-hmm. And we had a few folks that weren't able to attend because of the timing, so we had to move it up a little earlier. We're going to be at the Reese Center, but our space is going to be limited. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming, please get that table, get your individual tickets, and join us for breakfast.
You mentioned that Hope Award, and it was a number of years, a couple of years ago, and I've had her in here on numerous occasions, mm-hmm. and I would always tell her name is Stephanie Van Bibber. I'm like, Stephanie, yep. you need to get your story out, because it's a heck of a story of somebody who was down and out, you know, mm-hmm. literally left for dead. You know, we're
right.
not going to help you.
Right.
And, you know, she gets her life back together. Now she's paying it forward and helping others. That's got to be the best there is. That feeling of giving it somebody is. That mm-hmm. award.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you, that's probably the cherry on the top.
It is. You know, you don't always see the fruit of the seeds that you plant. But it's really awesome when you can see, gosh, we go out and we raise dollars for these programs. These programs save people's lives. Those individuals then turn around and save other people's lives. And so Stephanie, who went through recovery herself, which, you know, we always say recovery programs work. We need to support these programs. And so she's, you know, a shining example of that. And she was able then to go on. And now she's the executive director of Whole Living Recovery. And Whole Living Recovery now has also taken on the hard work of the reentry program. So a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, she's tough. We were talking a lot about the United Way and the impact that you have. And Ashley just mentioned $1.4 million going back into the community. I shudder mm-hmm. to think, you know, Deb, if that money wasn't there to help folks, what would happen here? I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but I mean, honestly, you could probably use $11.4 million, $104 million, you know.
Yeah.
The need is great.
Absolutely. You know, it's a significant amount of money, but it's just a portion of what our not-for-profits ask for each and every year. And we know that every not-for-profit is doing more with less. And I say that every single year. And so I have to look at the sector and I'm, how are we doing this? How are we doing this? And there's a lot of folks who just volunteer their time. There's a lot of cutting corners, doing without, making things stretch to get the most out of every dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And so really proud of our not-for-profits in Licking County. They really do a lot with a little.
Mm-hmm. Talk about how many different not-for-profits you folks support, because I don't think people understand how that actually works.
This past year, not only with dollars, but with volunteer capacity, we helped 72 different organizations this year, 49 different funded programs. So it's not just about the dollars going to those not-for-profits, but it's also about the return on investment to our community when we pair volunteers up with organizations, or we provide other in-kind donations or return back to those organizations. So 72 is quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and connecting those dots, it seems super powerful when you talk about like the food bank. They say it seems like a dollar donated, they can make it $11.
Right.
Have you ever done that? Like, looked at your teaming up with volunteers and that to see how far you can stretch those resources?
Yeah. In fact, we are doing a much better job now that we have a volunteer hub for the county of keeping track of all of those hours with all of the combined volunteers together. And it's significant, over $70,000 back to the community just in volunteer hours alone.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.